Matthew chapter 10. And when he had called to himself his 12 disciples, he gave them authority against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Jesus sent these 12 out and commanded them, saying, "Don't go into the way of the Gentiles, and don't enter into any city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is near.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. You have received without cost, give without cost. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor paper money for your journey, nor two coats, nor shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his food. And into whatever city or town you enter, ask who in it is worthy, and live there until you leave that city. And when you go into a house, greet the people there. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come on it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Truly I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. See, I send you out like sheep surrounded by wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, because they'll deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, don't think about how or what you'll say, for it shall be given you in that same hour what to say. For it is not you that speaks, but the Spirit of your Father that speaks in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you'll be hated by all men for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into another. For truly I say to you, you won't have gone over the cities of Israel until the Son of Man has come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be like his master, and the servant like his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call those of his household? Therefore don't be afraid of them, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hidden that shall not become known. What I tell you in darkness, speak in light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And don't fear those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Aren't two sparrows sold for a penny? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore don't be afraid, you are of more value than many sparrows. Whoever therefore shall confess me before men, I will confess also him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever shall deny me before men, him I will deny also before my Father who is in heaven. Don't think that I have come to send peace on earth. I didn't come to send peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man contrary to his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies shall be those of his own household. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that doesn't take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receives you receives me. And he that receives me receives him that sent me. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever shall give to drink one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, truly I say to you, he shall in no way lose his reward.